About 2 dozen people were injured when a pier collapsed at Madison on Labor Day. It's Tuesday, September 5th. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Groh. Coming up, we'll hear why more than 60 people were packed onto that pier when it collapsed, just ahead of classes starting at UW-Madison. Plus, the 608 area code will no longer be assigned to new phone numbers. Hope Kerwin chats with some businesses in South Central and Southwestern Wisconsin on what those digits mean to them. And UW Green Bay is teaming up with the Packers to help fans learn more about the organization's history. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Today is a perfect way to stay current on Wisconsin news, including headlines with context from around the state. It's your support that makes it possible. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
UW-Madison police say about 20 to 25 people sustained minor injuries when a pier at the Memorial Union Terrace collapsed yesterday afternoon. 60 to 80 people were on the L-shaped pier at around 2:35 in the afternoon when a portion suddenly collapsed into Lake Mendota. According to the Madison Fire Department, one person was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Six others were treated at the scene by paramedics. The university was hosting welcome events at the terrace when the collapse happened. Classes start tomorrow. According to a statement from the fire department, there were no lifeguards on duty. In fact, that pier was scheduled to be removed for the season today. A statement from the university said there will be an investigation into the incident. Meanwhile, UW-Madison is working to recruit more pharmacy students from around the state. Rich Kramer reports the flagship is offering an assurance of admission for high school seniors and first-semester freshmen at UW campuses.
The PharmD Early Assurance Program promises a seat at UW-Madison's School of Pharmacy if students complete prerequisites at any state university and maintain a 3.2 GPA. UW-Madison School of Pharmacy Assistant Dean Jeremy Altschaffel says graduates of the program can work at pharmacies, but most go on to help coordinate patient care at hospitals and clinics. Altschaffel says the program allows students to stay closer to home before entering the four-year pharmacy school.
And we really believe that this will provide an opportunity for more students across the state of Wisconsin to choose to complete their pre-pharmacy work at these UW system schools.
So far, 21 students from 5 state universities have applied for the Early Assurance Program. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
$10 million included in the state budget will help pay for hundreds of people to become nurse educators. Wisconsin needs 300 nurses to fill vacancies in the healthcare system. Enrollment in nursing schools is up, but there aren't enough professors to expand programs. The state grant will go towards loan forgiveness and scholarships for people studying to become nursing instructors. It'll be distributed by the Wisconsin Nurse Educator Program. Linda Young is the chair of that organization. She says she's thankful for the state's investment, but she really sees it as a Band-Aid.
But no, it won't be enough. And I think this is an opportunity for Wisconsin to step up and look at a permanent solution to the shortage of nursing faculty.
She says baby boomers retiring, the stress of the COVID-19 pandemic, and faculty burnout are all driving the nurse educator shortage. New phone numbers assigned in South Central and Southwestern Wisconsin will no longer have the 608 area code. That's starting next month. Hope Kerwin talked to one of the many businesses in the region named after the three digits about what the changes mean for them.
Phil Humphrey started using the name 608 when he was still homebrewing. Now the owner of 608 Brewing Company in La Crosse, Humphrey says the brand has not only helped him sell beer, but merchandise, especially to customers from out of town.
There's a lot of people that buy, you know, t-shirts or like hats or anything, like when they're traveling, just like, yeah, I got this in this area.
Starting September 15th, newly assigned phone numbers in the region will begin with 353. That's because 608 is quickly running out of assignable prefixes, the three numbers that follow the area code. But Humphrey says he's not worried about the new area code impacting his brand. He thinks it will take a while before residents even recognize the new digits for the region. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A 3-year study is underway looking at how mussels are adapting to PFAS contamination in the Mississippi River south of La Crosse. The Genoa National Fish Hatchery is conducting the research at 3 river locations between Genoa and Dubuque, Iowa. Biologist Megan Bradley says scientists are measuring exposure in mussels because they don't know enough about how PFAS is affecting river organisms.
What are the PFAS levels in the Mississippi River? What are the PFAS levels in the sediments that are laid down by the Mississippi River? But also to be able to understand if there's going to be a long-term impact on these rare or not so rare endangered mussels.
Bradley says mussels are sensitive to water quality and are a good indicator of the Mississippi River's health. She says the study's results could be used by the Environmental Protection Agency to modify federal PFAS contamination standards. UW Green Bay is teaming up with the Packers to help fans learn more about the organization's history. As Joe Schultz reports, they're launching an online course this month.
Participants will not receive college credit, but they will learn about the origins of American football, the early days of the Packers, and the rivalry with the Chicago Bears. The 8-week class will be taught by Brent Hensel, curator of the Packers Hall of Fame. He recently talked about the course on WPR's The Morning Show.
This is an opportunity to reach people from not just Wisconsin, but all over the country and, hey, perhaps even all over the world.
Since the course's announcement in July, campus officials say it's been one of the fastest-selling certificate programs the university has offered in many years. Preliminary enrollment for the fall course was so strong that plans are underway for a similar program that will run in January. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
As the new school year starts, Wisconsin is still facing a bus driver shortage. About half of students in the state rely on school buses to get to class. The Wisconsin School Bus Association estimates that statewide, about 15-20% of driver jobs remain unfilled. Marty Klotkis is a bus company manager in Eau Claire. He says he meets people who think they couldn't handle the job.
And I was one of those guys that said, there's no way I could do this. But you know what? You get behind the wheel, you start impacting and having a positive influence on those little humans, and you go, wow, this is pretty groovy. I really dig this.
He says working with kids has become a calling rather than a job. Some industry leaders want to loosen CDL requirements to help address that shortage. And finally, scientists hope research on pollinators in cranberry marshes can help to head off diseases that harm the crops. As Rob Menser reports, a new study is tracking the microbes that bees carry to cranberry plants.
The cranberry harvest is still a few weeks away, but growers in central Wisconsin say it's been a good year for the crop. At a marsh in Portage County, Dave Hansen of Dubay Cranberry Company says the lack of rain this year made it easier for pollinators to do their work.
We have to bring in pollinators in, and they're very weather dependent, so if it's raining cold, they're not going to be working.
Scientists with the University of Wisconsin Extension have been studying the effects of pollinators on cranberry crops. They want to find out whether bees spread microbes that might harm the plants. A first phase of the study was completed this summer. Researchers will look to build on their findings in future studies. Wisconsin produces about 60% of the nation's cranberries. Rob Menser, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. As always, you can catch us every single weekday morning anywhere you get your podcast. I hope you enjoyed yesterday's Labor Day story. Really, really cool tradition. By the way, when you're there listening, don't forget to subscribe and leave us that rating and review. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.